Time for Wisconsin Legends, where we take a look at some of the most noteworthy people who at some point called Wisconsin their home.
Today we're talking about famed regionalist artist John Stewart Curry. As a young painter, he came to Madison in 1936 to become the nation's first artist in residence at an American university, and he fell in love with Wisconsin.
He channeled that love into sweeping paintings of Wisconsin landscapes, many of which have now been curated into a new exhibit at the Museum of Wisconsin Art. It's called John Stewart Curry at Home in Wisconsin.
Joining us now to talk about Curry's life and to tell us about the new exhibit is Graham Reed, Director of Collections and Exhibitions at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend. Graham, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it would be great to take complete credit for Curry here in Wisconsin, but he wasn't actually from Wisconsin. Can you talk us about what his, tell us about what his early life was like before he got to our state?
Well, Curry actually grew up on a farm just outside Donovant in Kansas and was born there in 1897, but he went to he was in Kansas, then he was in New York, then he was in Westport, Connecticut, and in 1936 he really kind of got an offer that he could not refuse. I think he was basically unhappy on the East Coast and I think was yearning to get back to the Midwest. And then when Dean Chris Christensen of the College of Agriculture at UW-Madison called him with an offer that Curry couldn't refuse. And so basically it was to be the first artist in residence at an American university. It was $4,000 a year, custom-made studio, no teaching requirements. But the kind of... you could say basically his charge was to be a force for rural culture within the state. And it was very much part of what you would call the Wisconsin idea, and that was that there should be a much closer relationship between the ivory tower, UW-Madison, the academic side of the state, and also the rural side of the state, which was, you know, predominantly rural, predominantly agriculture. And I think what was groundbreaking was that even though kind of biochemistry and agriculture obviously seemingly had a much more direct relationship, or certainly had a closer and more practical relationship than the arts, Chris Christensen firmly believed that the arts and culture were very much part of an education, and that Curry was the man to do that. He was going to work closely with rural artists throughout the state and encourage them to pursue their vocation, even though that may not have been their actual occupation.
Well, it's amazing that the first artist in residence in the country was not in an art school, but in the UW's agriculture school. And he's inventing this job in a way. How did he put this artist in residence for the Ag College into practice?
Well, they built him a studio, which was actually paid for by the state. He was kind of charged with doing his own work, interacting with students, but then very much getting out into the rural parts of the state and bringing artists to Madison. And there's a wonderful story that I read about, he was actually a miner from Illinois, of all places, Vashel Davis, who sent some drawings to Curry and pretty much on a whim, and I'm sure he expected to hear nothing in reply, but Curry saw the drawings, liked them, and invited this miner from El Dorado, Illinois, to come there. And so I'm sure this miner was just pinching himself as he's sitting there in Curry's studio working on his work while Curry is across the other side of the room working on his work. And, you know, I think temperamentally, I think Curry was the ideal person for this position, because when Curry first went to art school at the Kansas City Art Institute, I think he was very much perceived and treated as an outsider. I think he was kind of regarded as, well, here's this farm boy, you know, what's he doing here? So I think, you know, Curry, I think through that experience, kind of knew what it felt to be kind of from the outside looking in on the art world. And so I think that very much informed his attitude when he was working with the rural artists in the state, to say, I know what it's like to be kind of perceived as being outside of the art world, and I'm going to help welcome you into the art world. And so I think that was a huge part of why Curry was so successful at Madison.
Well, can you tell us about some of the pieces of art that may have come out of his time at the university?
Well, we've actually got a lot of things in the exhibition that have never been either shown publicly before or haven't been together in decades. And one of the things that I think really exemplifies Curry's role within the kind of Wisconsin idea in the life of the university was in 1941 he was commissioned to do a series of murals for the biochemistry department, and we have the original full-scale drawings of the central panel, and this features people like Stephen Babcock, Elmer McCollum, E.B. Hart. I mean, these were all people, scientists at the university, who came up with things like vitamin A, the single grain experiment. I mean, these were people who had a major, major impact on life in Wisconsin. And so here's Curry doing those. We have four of the five drawings that Curry did for the 1941 Badger Yearbook, which was dedicated by the students to Curry. And then we have five fantastic football images, one being the only surviving football painting that Curry ever did. But there are four drawings that go along with this, two which relate specifically to two players in the painting, and then two sketches that are much more kind of sophisticated renderings of the painting. We have the three large paintings that Curry did in 1941 for First National Bank, which are now owned by the Chazen Museum, the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, and the Milwaukee Art Museum. These three large paintings haven't been together in decades. Let's see, what else do we have? We also have probably one of the most iconic paintings, not just, I think, in Curry's career, but also in really 20th century American art, and that is the painting Our Good Earth, which he did in 1941-42, and which was actually used as a promotional image for war bonds during the Second World War. And it's kind of a farmer standing, you know, defiantly in his field with his two children by his side, clutching three strands of grain. And you can really look at the painting in two ways. One, you can look at it as being Curry painting basically his connection to the landscape and his knowledge of farming and farmers that he would have gleaned as he went around the state. But you can also look at it very much from the point of view as this was the home front. This is the heartland. It's the Midwest. This is what the Second World War, in many respects, was being fought for. This is the home front. You're fighting for basically the motherland. And so it's a tremendously powerful image, not only of from Curry's direct experience within the state, but really on a larger national context of what the war was being fought for. So we've got things that, as I say, that have never been shown publicly before. We also have his last mural that was done in 1946 for a livestock barn at Wisconsin State Fair Park. And fortunately, this was rescued by a gentleman called Elmer Schultz, because this thing otherwise would have ended up in a dumpster. Wow.
Graham, it sounds like a great exhibit. Thank you so much for sharing his work with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
That's Graham Reed. He's the Director of Collections and Exhibitions at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend. He's the curator of the exhibit we've been talking about, John Stuart Curry, At Home in Wisconsin.